This episode is sponsored by Cards Against Humanity. They asked us not to read an ad. Enjoy!
It is the Chicagoverse podcast on the Dynasty Podcast Network, featuring interviews with Chicago's premier artists in industry and creatives and culture leaders. Hosted by Haima Black. Welcome to Chicago.
Dynasty Podcast, live from Dynasty HQ in Pilsen in Chicago. How's it going? My name is Haima Black. I am the host and founder of Dynasty Podcasts. And we have, to my right, for the first time on the podcast, we have Lunch, formerly Sage, the 64th Wonder. We'll talk about that. But currently, Lunch, how are you doing, man?
I'm doing okay. I had a power nap right before, you know, attending. You know, I had to be energized.
Yo, man, like, can we, like, just for a second, before we get to all the music, can we talk about how important naps are?
Yeah, like, naps are very important, especially for us busy creatives.
Yeah, it's like you got to take care of yourself. You got to make sure you're eating. You got to make sure you're getting enough sleep.
Yep.
Yeah. I think when you're young, there's that emphasis on like hustle, hustle, hustle. And it's like when you're old, you're like, oh shit, if I don't eat and sleep today, I'm going to collapse and I'm useless.
Exactly. Can't have that.
At least for me. So thank you so much for coming up, man. We were talking before the mic came on that PJ, one of our contributors here on Dynasty Podcast, he set this up. And it was kind of last minute because Sunday kind of snuck up and we didn't have any guests. So I really appreciate you being here on such short notice, man.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having us, man.
Absolutely. So we always start here at the beginning. You know, you're a musician. Let's start, you know, with that. Like, where did music come into your life? Bring us into your kind of origin story.
Really, it was just I attended Columbia College Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I was just dabbling with rap music, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know, on some hobby-ish. I was attending college for video game design initially, so I wasn't there for music. So that's why it was just, like, really just a hobby, you know?
Yeah.
But, I don't know, my friends thought I was pretty dope, so I continued doing it. And, yeah.
So you're studying video game design. Like, was there hesitation on, like, well, I've already put all this time and money into this thing, or... Were you ready to make the jump?
Oh, no, I was already ready to make the jump. Because I still do, like, the video game, like, programming, that's the concentration I do. So okay. It's like I do that from time to time, even now. And school really just made it boring for me. So, like, I was just like, I left that alone and just still do it as a hobby.
It's interesting. Sometimes people find out, like, you know, that I've heard a lot of stories about, like, once you start getting the paycheck for something, it's kind of like, this isn't as fun as it should have been.
Yeah.
You know? And then when it becomes the hobby and you don't have to, like, have all the pressure on, it's like, oh, cool, I like this thing.
Yeah. Exactly. Do that at your own, like, leisure.
So when you start dabbling with music, like, what's your initial foray like, you know? Are you nervous? Are you really finding your way? Or was it kind of an instant match?
I guess it was, like, nervous. I was nervous because, I don't know, that's just how I am.
Yeah.
Typically. But, I don't know. I got accustomed to being in front of, you know, various masses of people, and I don't know, that's just made it, you know, second nature now. Now I can, like, you know, do live performances with, like, no problem.
Right.
You know, and it's fun. It's actually, like, really fun, you know. That's what I actually enjoy the most about, you know, music.
The live thing where you have people in the room and you're able to feed off that energy, like, that is the best part.
Yeah.
But, you know, and I was reading the, so often on this podcast, like, you know, I will interview somebody and then Lior from The Reader has done, like, a really great piece. And then you're no exception, man. Lior did a really great interview with you. And I was reading that to make sure I don't really, like, just repeat his questions. But one thing that did stand out is that it sounded like your early open mics that you would attend and you would perform at were really rough, right?
Yeah.
Like,
it was rough, but I didn't really, you know, me being new, I kind of, like, knew at, you know, just performing in general. I didn't know if it was just because I legitimately just, like, sucked, which I probably did, you know what I'm saying, in comparison now because now I know what, like, you know, what is desired.
Right.
Like, you know, at a live performance, you know what I'm saying, if people want to hear you on your vocals, you know what I'm saying, they could just listen to your tape. You know what I'm saying? They don't have to, you know what I'm saying,
right,
watch you perform. When you perform, you have to literally make that, you know, an experience. Something that someone would regret not going to.
Right, right, that there's that FOMO capacity. But, like, when you're initially facing these tough crowds, are you like, oh, shit, like, I made the wrong choice, or... Were you like, they don't get it?
They just don't get it.
They don't get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's never the wrong choice. Because someone else will go up and they could be a lot worse. And then you'd be like, well, look, they thought it was the right choice, so let them do it. You know, so don't worry.
So clearly you don't trust their take at all. Yeah.
It's
It's just
weird. I find it just weird because I'm just a weird person in general when it comes to people. So it's just like, I'm just like, all right, let's literally at every show that I just tell the people, let's just vibe out.
Right.
Let's do it. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go off of the energy you guys give me, but let me start this off.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's basically that. And if people don't feed off of that, then we just keep going.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just, and then they will remember that. They go, oh, wow, he didn't let up. He still went, even though I didn't participate. I'm like, well, you know, that's just how it is. And so I've had people actually do that. They're like, yeah, man, I was just kind of too nervous to actually do it, man. But, dude, you still did it. Like, and I'm like, oh, yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? But that makes me feel good because you actually acknowledged it. Because
right.
I'm an awkward person, too. So it's just like when, you know, certain people have the, you know, the guts to come up to you and be like, yeah, bro, like, I was rocking with it. I just, you know.
I just didn't want to show anything.
You know what I'm
saying?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Because
I'm
like an in-your-face type of, like, I'll get in the crowd and, like, rap, and then people will just be like, you know what I'm saying?
Do you find, like, you're a lot more confident on stage than...
Yeah.
I think that's not uncommon among artists, where, like, some of them are just, like, super quiet and reserved, and then you get them on stage, and they're just, like, they come to life.
Mm.
Yeah. So... You're doing the open mic circuit. You're at Columbia. You're moving into music. When does Sage the 64th Wonder come into the picture? When does that become the title and the focus?
That became the title and focus, 2 years ago. And I was just doing a lot of producing, like, you know, back then, like, with beats and everything. And, I don't know, it was inspired off of, like, Ninth Wonder. Mm-hmm. So it was literally like a producer. It was my producer MC moniker, and I was really trying to, you know, do that. I still do it now. It's just now I'm trying, you know, with the whole lunch brand, I'm like trying to, you know, get it all packaged right so that I can have a cohesive sound. You know what I'm saying?
Well, and let's talk about that. So you changed your name to Lunch. Mm-hmm. You changed the artist name to Lunch. And, you know, this has been covered in The Reader and the Chicago Creatives interview. So, like, again, I don't want to spend too much time retreading something that people can look up, but bring us in a little bit into, like, what prompted the name change, because I am curious about some of, like, the branding and logistics part of it.
Well, I recently got back into illustration and drawing, and while I was still under the Sage the 64th Wonder name, I had made a different Lunch profile, like a different for like illustration strictly, but then I realized I was getting tired of jumping between profiles, promoting different things.
No, it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Any social platform. Like, I have a Dynasty Podcast Twitter and a Haima Black Twitter. And at this point, I just use Haima Black, and I just changed the name to Dynasty Podcast. And I was like, this is much easier than going back and forth.
Yeah.
I'll retweet from the other one, but I'm not, like, pasting the same message twice, because it's just like, I mean, first world problems, but it's just like, oh, what a chore. Yeah.
No, that's real, though. So it's just like, that was really that, and I was like, I just need to focus everything into, like, one place, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then now that I've been doing, you know, the art thing more consistently, I can actually brand myself with that, you know what I'm saying? And that's what I wanted to do with that. I just wanted to package it as, like, an illustrator, MC, producer type, you know?
Yeah,
and that's
all
what
in
I
one.
Exactly.
Well, and I did notice that when I was looking at your socials that, like, you had these great links where it's like, hey, here's every platform you can listen to the music with.
Mm.
Like, here's everywhere you can find me. It did look like there was a emphasis on a cohesive branding.
Mm.
And did you feel like, I guess, was that self-taught? Like, that, like, I hate to say branding because it's just, it sounds so cringeworthy. It sounds so, like, buzzworthy, kind of like...
The aesthetic.
Right,
we'll
call
it the aesthetic.
The aesthetic. But, like, was that something that was self-taught? Were you reading, like, oh, you know, like, best way to position yourself on all platforms? Or?
I do a lot of trial and error.
Yeah.
I've changed my name a lot. And, you know, that's... I've had downfalls because of that. And, I don't know, I feel like the upside of that is I know now, you know what I'm saying?
What to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's literally cost a lot, but... I don't know. I get it now.
Well, and yeah, like, to me, it's like that seems risky because we're in this age of, like, SEO, like, search engine optimization, where it's like if people can't find you.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I book artists on this podcast and, like, their name is, and I'm not, like, you know, calling anyone out specifically, but, like, their name is not very unique.
Mm-hmm.
So then I'm just like, dude, you know, like pretend there's a band named Chili's. It's like four pages before I get to like the band Chili's. I mean, that's a hypothetical, but it is kind of rough. So like, were you nervous about making that change? And do you feel like this is the last one?
Yeah, this is the last one. At least until I make it.
Yeah,
until I have the fan base to be like, oh, he did it again. Okay, right. Cool. We on
to go
that.
Full Diddy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I could do that. But no, like I feel like with names, like I never had a problem with coming up with a unique name.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like never. One of my former names was Shintendo 64.
I saw that too. Yeah.
So it's like you can
probably not a lot of people with that one.
Right. Yeah. Like you can still search me up as like all my previous names. Mm-hmm. It all will come back to like
where you are now.
Exactly. So like that's the funny part. It's just like loose chain links to like, you know, getting up to like where I'm at now, you know what I'm saying?
And I, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, it looks like some of your illustration work is being used on like, you know, like I think I saw it on like your Bandcamp, for example. So are you illustrating some of your own stuff?
Mm-hmm. I'm illustrating a lot of things now. Like, like my single Breathe, I did the cover for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like, yeah.
So, you know, when you're doing that kind of thing, like, A, is that something that you do freelance? Like, if someone wants to hire you for illustration, is that something you're still open to?
Yeah,
or?
I do commission work.
Okay.
So.
Like, when you're doing the music thing, are there days where you're like, I got to take a break from this, and then you go draw, or you do illustration? I'm like, because I know sometimes, like, if I am tired of one thing and I switch into the other thing, I'm like, oh, cool, this is a break from that thing.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like I have to draw something every day.
Yeah.
Like, every day I have to draw something. My girlfriend, she draws too, and we live together. So, like, if she's drawing something, I'm going to want to draw something. And
then that's so cool, though.
Yeah, I'll always have something. And if I draw something that's really, really dope, mm-hmm. I'll be like, man, I got to make a song to this. Or, like, I got to make a beat to it, you know what I'm saying? Or if I have a song already done, I'll be like, huh, this could go with that, you know what I'm saying?
It all just feeds into...
Yeah.
It's all one large creative process. Yeah. Do you and your girlfriend collaborate on illustrations, or are they always separate?
Not really.
Yeah.
It was just,
you got your own thing.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So I was, you know, looking at what you have coming up here. So we're in March right now, kind of towards the end of March, and you've got a new album dropping in April. So talk about what's coming up from you musically.
I have a few visuals that are cued to drop soon. Don't have any specific dates yet, but... Yeah, definitely a project in the works. And I got some stuff dropping soon. I dropped one of the two singles,
mm-hmm.
Breathe and Lunch Wraps.
And those are in the last, those are both in 2018.
Yep.
Lunch Wraps was just a couple weeks ago, and then Breathe was in February.
Yep.
So are those going to be on the new project, or are those just kind of standalone?
Yeah, they're going to be on the new project.
Yeah. So when you're recording this, are you like, how do you record? Are you recording at home? Are you recording with other people? Like,
I record at the studio. I actually engineer too.
Like, okay.
That's how I was making money in the past, 2 years. Just, you know, people who liked my music and liked my sound, because I engineered like those tracks. I mm-hmm. recorded those myself and everything and mixed them. Ooh, excuse me.
Which studio are you engineering at?
The Audio Office.
Okay.
And it's out west, on the west side.
Okay.
But it's a really good studio. I recommend it to anybody looking for studio time.
You know, I will ask you a question that I asked L10 Mixed it a few weeks back. Mm-hmm. We had him on this podcast, and you know, we got into a discussion about like what an engineer does, because I think some people don't know, and they might not know the difference between a producer and an engineer. So like, how do you define your role as a producer, and what kind of misconceptions are there about what you do?
Yeah, so see, like, I was never good with, like, you know, labels on it. I just know that, like, when I produce something, because I know I make beats, so, you know, I do that, and I know the engineering aspect with, like, the mixing aspect of, like, my production, you know what I'm saying? Like, so, like, when I do my recordings, I have my track outs. You know what I'm saying? So I can mix every instrument in with my vocals. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't just one track it. Okay, sometimes I do, but not all the time. You know what I'm saying? If I'm lazy,
right.
And I know the beat isn't too, like, loud and dynamic, then I'll just, you know, one track it. But usually I track it out, and I usually try to go for the same, like, for the people that want to record with me, go for the same type of, like, I mix it like if it, as if it was my own, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I don't know.
It seems like, and just knowing you from the time you've been here and we've been talking, mm-hmm. it seems like you're somebody who really likes kind of being in control of your entire operation. It's not, yeah. If I'm reading you right, because like, yeah. you're doing the illustrations, you're obviously making the music, you're engineering it. It's like, it sounds like you have a very hands-on approach to your entire operation.
Yeah.
Has it always been like that, or did you...
Yeah, it's always been like that.
Are you just somebody, like, and you've got a lot of skills. Like, you've obviously got the music skill, but you got the engineering, you've got the artwork and illustration. Like, mm-hmm. did you just from kind of day one know, like, I'm going to be doing a lot of creative things?
Yeah, because I've always, liked to pick up new things, you know, and then I always spend a lot of time on that thing for a little minute, and then right. I'll go to something else. But I'll spend enough time to be, like, at least intermediate.
Right, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you don't have to be, like, the world's foremost expert, no. but you can hold your own.
I could be like,
space.
Look, you see this? And you could be like, huh, that's cool. That's I see good. A lot of errors, but it's
but you did it.
It's actually standing.
Right.
you know?
So on that note, are there other artistic concentrations or other kind of endeavors that you have in mind that you, like, haven't gotten to yet, and you're like, well, maybe 5 years from now I'm going to open up my croissant bakery.
Yeah.
or whatever that is.
You know, I don't know, food is, on the menu, on the lunch menu.
the lunch menu. Yo, I mean, you've already got the branding.
You know, so.
Lunch cafe or whatever you want to call it.
The lunchroom.
The lunchroom. You know what
I'm
there
saying?
You go.
See, like, when I get, you know what I'm saying, tired of rapping a little bit, I'm going to start blogging again. And the name of the blog is we call it The Lunchroom.
There you go.
You know, that's going to be raw.
So, looking at what you have coming up here, you have this group, Terra Gods. Mm-hmm. Talk about what that is. Talk about who's involved and kind of like what's coming up from you guys.
The Terra Gods is a four-man superhero group, you know.
I love it, man. I feel like I grew up reading comics. I've been reading comics for like 30 years. Mm-hmm. I look at you and I'm like... Yeah, I bet we could do a whole separate podcast just geeking out about like really I guess what would formerly be geeky shit, but now it's like very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know. Like I read a lot of graphic novels and stuff, and I always like with the drawing stuff, it's actually something that I started when I was younger.
Yeah.
And then I stopped I deaded the whole thing and like I was just like, yeah, I'm never doing it again. So it's like I've always had that like passion to do that, you know.
Yeah, no, absolutely. But Terra Gods, bring us into Terra Gods.
Like I said, four-man superhero group of Lunch, Vegabond Maurice, Father Kari, and Yui Mitsu, a.k.a. Kurt Wayne. He's our DJ.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a producer. He's dope. Father Kari is also a producer, and he's an illustrator as well. Maurice, Vegabond Maurice, is an MC. And me, Lunch, you know. We already know.
You got all the... But the group's got all the skills. Like, are you guys performing shows? Are you releasing music? Or kind of like...
We're starting up, like, you know, to do more of that now. But, like, truth be told, whenever I do shows, they're performing with me. It's literally right. always...
That they're always there.
Yeah. People see me perform, they've seen the Terra Gods. You know what I'm saying? And yeah. it's like, that's that. But I can tell you this. Like, once you see us, you ain't going to forget. Like, and that's for real. Like, no. Like, that's like, we're dope. And I take a lot of pride in our live, like, performances, you know what I'm saying? Like, and it's fun. It's definitely fun. You know, people see that we actually have fun doing it. And I don't know, it's just fun. Like, whenever we do, like we get on stage, we really don't know, like, what we're performing. We just go up and we're like, all right, so how we feeling? What we got up there? Let's do it.
How long have you worked? Oh, sorry. How long have you worked with everyone in the group? It sounds like there's that level of trust and familiarity there of like...
Let's see. I'll say since 2010.
Oh, wow. I mean, that's a long time.
Yeah.
That's for any kind of artistic endeavor, that's a long time to work with someone.
Yeah.
So yeah.
That's and that's just me saying like with the whole... group as a whole, because literally everyone in the group, we all know each other, like
right.
through either me or like one other person. So it's like they're all literally the fam. And it's like that.
So something else, you know, kind of dipping to one of the interviews you did, you know, you were talking about just kind of this sense, if I'm reading it right, this sense of kind of pressure in Chicago right now because there are so many artists and there's so much hype here.
Mm-hmm.
Being an artist in Chicago, what is that like where... You know, suddenly everybody's like, oh, yeah, Chicago chance, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, are there pros and cons, or?
No, I mean, not really. People like what they like, and they're going to like what they like regardless.
Right.
And if, you know, I don't know, it's like a Chance fan can still be a Lunch fan.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
And like, I always just, you know, or whatever, because people just don't listen to one thing. Because, no. I don't know, I've seen people, like, you know, because sometimes I just go through Twitter and I see what people tweet, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you just type your name. You know
right, right, yeah.
And then people be like, I've seen someone say, I have to be in the right mood to listen to Sage the 6400. It was at that time. And it's just like, yeah, there's certain times where people just want to listen to that type of stuff, you know what I'm saying? And when I see stuff like that, that's when I'll be like, all right, let me make some beats. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Well, is that
could,
like...
Because I could do that, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like, and I'll post the beat, and I'm like, here's for people that don't want to hear my voices early in the morning, but want to hear my beats.
Right,
you know
what here's something.
You know what I'm saying? Here's something, you know what I'm saying?
But, I, you know, I like the Lunch stuff because it's kind of got this, like, heavier, darker, slower tone. Like, I like that stuff,
mm-hmm.
you know? Like, even, oh, yeah. like, that Earl Sweatshirt record, I was just like, oh, I can, like, totally fuck with this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the newer stuff that I got coming is, like, going to be... It's going to be dope. Like, it's stuff that I'm going to be, like, having fun to perform.
Yeah.
And it's going to be something that's going to be, like, just real, like... It's going to be loud.
I like that.
It's going to be loud. But
I like
it's
loud
be,
stuff.
It's going to be, you know, dope.
Well, you know, and talking about performing, you have shows coming up April 23rd at Emporium and then April 28th at AM FM. What can you tell us about those shows?
Well, the AM FM show, that's going to be, man... That's
they do
the,
cool
the
stuff. Summit,
the summit of superheroes, man. I'm telling you, bro.
Yeah.
It's going to be crazy. Like, hey.
AM FM is...
My homie over there, he knows what's up.
Your manager's here off camera. But yeah, like AM FM, and we've had Sierra McKissick on the podcast before, but like AM FM does really cool... What I like about that space is that they do really original, unique events. It doesn't just feel like, you know... And look, like, you know, concert halls have to put on bills. They have to put on like... I don't want to say normal, but, you know, there's a structure.
Right.
AM FM, I feel like they can do really unique stuff because they're a little bit smaller, they're a little more under the radar, so it feels like they get to experiment more when they do mm-hmm. shows there. What else is coming up for you? Not that's not a lot, but you got the new music coming up, you got the shows coming up, are we missing anything?
Not really.
Okay.
Not really.
I always want to make sure. I never want to, like, cut somebody off and then, like, the mic turns off to, like... We didn't talk about the tour I got coming up with Jay-Z.
Dude, man,
and I'm
you,
like,
forgot,
what?
You forgot all about my record deal.
Exactly. You know, yeah. But that happens sometimes. We're like, I'm like, all right, and stop GarageBand. They're like, oh, we should have talked about that thing I'm doing with Rihanna. And I'm like, what? Like, what? Why did you not tell
plug
me?
Plug me in real quick.
Was... Right. Yeah, exactly. How can people find your music? Because we should say this. Spell out Lunch for us, because it's not spelled traditionally.
Lunch is spelled L-U-N-X. C-H.
I like it.
And it was only spelled like that because it wasn't available as the other handles as Lunch.
Sure. We're in this weird space where, like, pretty much all the social handles have been claimed. I teach at Columbia College, and I tell my students all the time, I'm like, look, like, the first thing you do for your business, like, before you do anything else, I'm like, right now while I'm talking
check
to you...
Check out the handles.
Like, go to GoDaddy, go to Twitter, go to Facebook and Instagram. Like, because
sure.
if that name, if JeffSkateboards.com and on, you know, at JeffSkateboards and stuff is claimed, like, you can't do Jeff Skateboards, yeah. you know? Like, that's just gone.
Here's a helpful tip for those situations. Report them and keep reporting them and tell everybody to report that account.
Play dirty. Throw sand in their eyes. Yeah. I love it, man. Lunch, formerly Sage, the 64th Wonder, man. Thank you for coming up on the podcast, man. I appreciate you being here, and this is fun. I'm glad we got to start the chat, man.
Hey, man, no problem. Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to a production of Dynasty Podcasts. Find more Dynasty Podcasts at dynastypodcast.com. For the Dynamic Dynasty, Dynasty Descend.